This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Move over, Jurassic World. The biggest box office hit of 2015 may have been eclipsed by video game Call of Duty Black Ops 3, which collected $550 million worldwide in its first 3 days. Activision has had a busy couple of weeks. Before the launch of Black Ops 3, the company acquired King Digital, maker of Candy Crush Saga, for $5.9 billion and announced plans to move into the movie and TV space, developing properties based on their games. In the meantime, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is crushing it. Following an extensive casting search, AMC's The Walking Dead has found its next major villain. Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been tapped to take on the iconic role of Negan, the F-bomb-dropping, dastardly character from Robert Kirkman's comic series. Negan, who'll arrive in the season 6 finale, is the violent leader of a group known as the Saviors that uses force and intimidation to take over other communities, including Alexandria. Negan first appears in the landmark 100th issue when he crosses paths with Rick Grimes, who had been vocal about bringing down the man who takes half the community's supplies in exchange for protection from walkers. By comparison, Negan makes David Morrissey's governor look like, well, a cute fluffy bunny who's, you know, missing an eye. Stay tuned. So what happened to the Steve Jobs biopic? The movie about the man who co-founded Apple was supposed to be a big hit. The prestige picture was supposed to contend for numerous Oscars. At least that was the plan. To date, Danny Boyle's Steve Jobs biopic starring Michael Fassbender in the lead and working off of a great Aaron Sorkin screenplay has only grossed $16 million since opening on October 9th. Since then, the film has virtually disappeared from over 2,000 movie theaters due to the film's weak performance. Last week, it ranked 15th on the box office charts. There's a lot of hand-wringing and second-guessing going on over at Universal, with folks there hoping for some Oscar nominations to turn the tide. Speaking of new films, Hollywood is breathing a sigh of relief, especially coming off the worst October since 2007. Thankfully, the box office is up 148% over the last weekend of October, with Spectre and the Peanuts movie leading the pack. Some studio execs were nervously eyeing their Teslas and fearing that they might be driving around town in a Honda soon. Madonna announced this week that Idris Elba, an actor, DJ, producer, and rapper, will open her Rebel Heart tour stop in Berlin. Beyond acting in US series The Wire, BBC series Luther, and Netflix film Beasts of No Nation, Elba has a strong music resume. He occasionally dabbles in bars, but the Emmy nominee has played in Ibiza and at Glastonbury. The pop legend has cycled through opening acts on the international tour supporting her May record. In North America, comedian Amy Schumer, DJs Diplo, and Lunas were among the opening acts. Madonna and Idris Elba now appearing together all across Europe. We reported recently about Gavin Rossdale renting a fabulous bachelor mansion in the Bel Air area of LA after splitting from wife Gwen Stefani. Well, what really caused Gwen and Gavin to call it quits after 13 years of marriage? While initial reports cited struggles with conflicting schedules and travel and a fizzled-out romance, sources tell LA Spins that a nanny named Mindy Mann may have been involved in the split. Reportedly, Gwen ended things with her husband when she discovered texts between Gavin and Mindy featuring nude photos and plans to get together for sex. We hear that one of the other nannies discovered the exchange and told Gwen. When Gwen confronted Gavin, he reportedly dismissed the communication with Mindy as a, quote, flirtation. Well, Gwen was still completely devastated and the couple split up. What is it with all these affairs with nannies in Hollywood? Gavin Rossdale, Ben Affleck, Robin Williams. We could go on and on, but the show is only 10 minutes. Basketball superstar LeBron James just sunk a cool $21 million for an East Coast-style mansion in an uber-pricey pocket of LA's Brentwood community. Designed by mansion specialist Ken Ungar and custom-built in 2011 for a real estate developer and his family, the dignified, understated, and architecturally asymmetrical six-bedroom, seven-bathroom colonial measures in at a hefty 9,350 square feet. Get this, the master bedroom boasts a two-way fireplace. Deep verandas for al fresco lounging and dining overlook a backyard decked out with a lap lane swimming pool, open-air cabana, and a long slender deck with panoramic sunset views over mansion-dotted mountains. It's good to be King James. Rockaway Records is a famous record store here in LA and has been around for decades. Well, they just sold an original poster created by John Lennon and Paul McCartney to promote the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. While they were asked to appear, the Beatles were no longer touring by then, and the lads were busy working on finishing up their next record, Sgt. Pepper. The poster sold for $175,000 and states simply, "The Beatles, heart sign with an arrow through it, you." Signed, John, Paul, George, and Harold. Something typically witty from the Beatles. Those catchy Bollywood-inspired beats on Lean On earned Major Lazer and DJ Snake the honor of Spotify's most streamed song of all time. The streaming service announced that the dance hit received more than 526 million plays worldwide since its March 1st release. Diplo's Major Lazer project teams up with DJ Snake and Mo for Lean On. The song surpassed Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, which previously held the record.
The Trash Bin.
In this week's Kardashian news, Kylie Jenner now has a pet worth more than most people's cars. In October, she and boyfriend rapper Tyga were gifted a Myrtle Tree English Bulldog worth $50,000. The gift came from Ping Tank app CEO Jeremy Green, who was thanking the couple for successfully helping to launch the app in March. They named him Raleigh and have been posting tons of photos and videos with dollar signs to inform fans of the puppy's enormous value. Oh, I bet they included dollar signs, because, you know, maybe they just like to show off a bit? No, not them.
The news wrap-up.
Google's Map app will now work online and be able to tell you a business's hours of operation, contact info, and ratings. Apple and some leading banks are rolling out a rival to PayPal, causing their stock to drop 2%. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been working on his Mandarin to help expand the company into China. Ni hao. LinkedIn is the new red-hot stock in Silicon Valley, crushing analysts' expectations on its earnings over the last quarter.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Spectre, the new James Bond movie, holds the top spot for the second week.
The number one album.
Country artist Chris Stapleton continues to enjoy his big sales bump after the CMAs.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition returns to the top of the sales chart.
The number one fiction book.
The Crossing by Michael Connelly is the most popular book in the USA.
23-year-old Charlie Puth is a singer, songwriter, musician, and record producer. He became famous around the world this past summer for singing on one of the biggest hits of the year, Wiz Khalifa's See You Again. Taken from the soundtrack of Fast and Furious 7, the song topped the charts in 26 countries. Now, Charlie is back with his latest track, and it's gonna be a smash. Here's Charlie Puth with the song of the week, One Call Away.
Only one call away. I'll be there to see.
From the same New Jersey town where Bruce Springsteen was born, Rumson, that was Charlie Puth with the Song of the Week, One Call Away. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.